Welcome to Moment in Ministry, hosted by Pastor Steve Dameron.
Hello again, this is Pastor Steve Dameron for Moment in Ministry. Today, our guest, my good friend, Pastor Jerry Ross, I'll have him introduce himself.
I'm Pastor Jerry Ross. I pastor the Blessed Hope Baptist Church in Jasonville, Indiana. And me and my wife have been blessed to be in that ministry for 25 years, celebrating our 25th year. I did 11 years underneath my dad as an assistant pastor, and then now 14 as senior pastor. And out in the middle of nowhere, the cornfields of Indiana, just a small town, rural ministry, amazing group of people. Good things are happening, and I'm excited to be with you today.
All right. So you are here with us in our preaching conference, and thanks for being with us.
Amen.
So you spoke to our alumni. Yesterday morning, so Wednesday morning, we have an alumni breakfast. You spoke to that and you shared a couple of thoughts out of Hebrews 12. So I want to kind of think about that.
Sure.
So why don't you start out, and then I'll probably have follow-up questions and maybe some thoughts maybe to add, because it was geared towards those in full-time service. A lot of folks that watch this are in full-time service. And I'd like to be a help to them, and I know you got a lot of experience, at least some, you know, not a lot, you know what I mean? Those watching, you know, take half of it. All right, let's go. Hebrews 12.
Hebrews 12. Well, very familiar portion of Scripture, verses 1 and 2, and mentioning that cloud of witnesses. And the one phrase I wanted to spend time on, and by the way, he gave me a slot to speak to the alumni as this huge breakfast buffet is waiting in the background. And so you can imagine that they were really hoping that I would spend an extended time, you know, exegeting
and
the
speaking about patience.
So that phrase. Yeah, we needed to keep it short, right? But I just honed in on this one phrase. Where it says to run with patience, the race that is set before you. That run with patience sounds a little bit like a paradox when you think of running, and then you kind of throw the word patience is. You know, a man who's patiently going somewhere, you'd think that they were walking or strolling, but the, you know, we're supposed to keep a good pace. This whole idea of walking and then standing, then sitting, Psalms 1:1, that's not a healthy thing. We ought to be, you know, but at the same time, it's a marathon mentality. You know, run with patience. We're not talking about the ministry being a sprint. You know, I'm celebrating 25 years at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, 32 years of ministry. You talk to anyone that's been in it for 20 plus years, they've either learned to pace themselves and understand a marathon mentality, or they've probably already burned out and they're out of the ministry. Yep. And so it's the whole idea of just learning to pace yourself. And I spoke specifically about setting up what I call your normal weekly schedule and making sure that you have the time. You know, I don't want to give anybody in ministry an excuse to be lazy or to do less than we ought to. But sometimes it's, I don't feel like it's the people that put the most pressure on me or outside preachers. I tend to put too much pressure on myself. Yeah. And next thing I know, I'm just pushing beyond. And so I talked about the idea of, you know, the Bible says 6 days shalt thou work and rest on one. That's our Creator's program for the body that He created. And yet, you know, sometimes we almost wear it as a badge of service. We never take a day off. We're, well, you know, let's be Bible Christians. And it is important for people in ministry to take that day off. Sunday's not a day of rest if you're in the ministry. So some folks take Monday off. And if that works for you, that's fine. I don't take Mondays off because Monday I'm coming off of Sunday. And even if I physically get away from it, I can't mentally. So I told our folks, and you know, create the schedule that works for you. There's no right or wrong on this. What works for you and your family to maximize your potential for the Lord and keep you sane, keep you rested, keep you at your best. Because I think one of the things we have to understand is it's not a selfish thing for preachers to take care of themselves, take care of their family.
Right.
Because if we implode, we crash and burn, then everybody we're trying to help is at risk. And so the idea of figuring out what schedule works for you. I take Thursdays off, but on Mondays I don't come in till noon because Sunday is very taxing physically. So me and my wife come in at noon, we do a half day office. We go out, follow up on new visitors from Sunday, and then Tuesday morning, I'm ready when the rest of the staff comes in. All the rest of the staff takes Monday off, and I'm ready to meet with them. I'm ahead of the game. But again, hey, whatever works for you, but learn to pace yourself and make sure you schedule that time for home, for the kids. Make sure you schedule that time to have that quiet time of study so you're ready to feed the flock. Right. And, you know, we know what the priorities are. We know what we need to get done. But sometimes we live under a level of stress because we haven't lived by a schedule. We're not sticking to the schedule. And because of that, we're just living a life of catch-up and frustration.
So. All right, so let me, in our pastor's panel, which he skipped, I just was going to throw that out there. Right? He just knows so much.
I did what I mean?
But part of it is because he paced himself and he flew back from the Philippines, drove, I think landed at 1 a.m., got to his house at 3, drove up here 4 hours, preached that night, then drove home.
And preached to my church last night.
And then
night.
It's back here. It's
so, what do I know about scheduling?
Part of it, all right, so let's go back and what he told the alumni, which he lied about. All right, what he told the alumni is sometimes you're going to have weeks like this.
Yeah.
This is not the week for me. I'm like, you know what? I'm taking Wednesday off. I can't do that. Right. But you know what? For us, Friday, I was joking with him. I said, it's Thursday, but Friday's coming.
Oh, right? Praise the Lord.
Because Friday, I see the taillights going out, and Friday here is a ghost town.
Sure.
We shut. Our schools are all shut down. My staff, awesome. I say, get out of here. Right. Let's shut down. And part of it is because it's a hard week.
Right.
It wears on you. And as somebody in charge, I want to think of my staff, but then also we got to be thinking of ourselves. So, like, I'm already thinking of next week. Okay, so how can I want to take the lessons from this week and redo them all next week for myself. Mm. Well, for me, I do the same thing. I take Monday morning. I try not to come in until after lunch. In fact, I try to eat lunch at the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the reason I do that is because...
Keeps you there.
It just keeps you there.
Right. All right.
But then what I have found is a lot of times I have a meeting that is scheduled usually on Friday, mm-hmm. Right around lunchtime. After that, I try to head home.
Good.
Because it frees my brain because I know the weekend's coming.
That's right.
And it just helps. So again, that's why I like your idea of look at your schedule, think about it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it may shift a little bit, right. Maybe yearly. It might shift a little bit, but take that time to recoup.
Well, I tell our folks you got 40 hours of what I call a normal week, and most people do. Even in ministry, 40 weeks out of 52 is pretty much a normal schedule, you know. But then you're going to have 12 to 14 weeks that's going to be like your pastor's conference here or revival meeting or missions conference or everybody's going to teen camp or you got the holidays.
Yeah.
You know, Christmas throws everything off. You got family coming in. Yeah. And so you got to learn a flexibility in those 12 weeks. But once you get through those weeks, then restart. Go, okay, the chaos, the dust settles. Start Monday. Now this is going to be more of a normal week. Let's get back into routine. You know, I like routine. Now, I like the exciting things and the unusual. And everybody needs that. Best weeks are just a normal week.
Routine.
That's my best. So,
well, thanks for sharing those thoughts with us, Pastor Ross. I'm hoping that for those in ministry, it'll just kind of give you some seed thoughts that might help you to consider your schedule. It's a marathon. We're in it for the long haul. And some of you, maybe you're young in the ministry, and you've been going. And you and I both have seen this in 5 years, they just drop.
That's right.
And they're like, I don't want it anymore.
And
they haven't paced themselves.
Right. And even if, as a young man, you can maintain that, a lot of times what we're not noticing is the toll it's taken on our wife, our kids.
Yeah.
I just got to, honey. Well, what you've got to do is stay married and make sure you're spending time with your kids because, you know, if you don't have them, you don't have ministry.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, again, it's just balance and getting that schedule. And sometimes... Hey, you know what I found out? When I walk away from that office, if I'm willing to walk away, all that stuff is going to be there in the morning.
Yeah, it will.
Okay? It's not going anywhere. So sometimes you just turn off the light and say, time to go home and play with the kids and be with mama, and that's okay.
Well, thank you. Thanks for your time.